Hello, Rihanna. Hello, Lynn.
Hey, what's up?
How are you guys doing today?
I am alive and trying to stay that way.
Same.
I'm doing very well. I'm super happy because this week is the 1 year anniversary of the Unbothered podcast from WFSU.
Yay! Happy birthday, Unbothered.
So I just wanted to bring you guys in and talk about it a little bit. Lynn, specifically, I wanted to ask you about like the beginnings. What brought about the beginning of the Unbothered podcast?
Because as a person who works in news, I wanted to get as far away from news as possible.
Right.
If you know, I'm being honest, I wanted something that made me not have to think too hard. I wanted to hear the fun. I wanted to hear the quirky. I wanted to explore things that aren't always doom and gloom. I wanted the freedom to create and explore and, you know, dive into new interests and dive into new things that weren't necessarily about what local or state or national government was doing. And I think from that, you know, we all need a time and a place to just be completely unbothered. And from that, well, came Unbothered.
And yeah, that's what we've been trying to do for a year now. And with that being said, what are you guys' favorite episodes from the past year?
I would say one of mine that I made personally would be an episode that we titled Brewing Better Coffee. And one of the most memorable things about it was subjecting Jason to tasting possibly the worst coffee he'd ever tasted. I still remember you calling it artisanally aged in WFSU's cabinets. I have no idea how long that instant coffee had been there. And it was the first time for me using a coffee machine. So it was exactly how you expected it to turn out. But the premise of that episode was brewing better coffee. And so I spoke to people at Ology, which is a local brewery in town. They both do brewing beer, but also brewing coffee, and I learned a lot in that episode.
Did you get better at brewing coffee?
I got better at buying coffee that is well brewed.
Equally as important.
Yes. And fair improvement, we'll take it.
Yes. And Lynn, what have your favorites been?
My favorite episode, if I were to throw one out there, is our Thanksgiving veggie confusion episode. Mm. Beans, greens, potatoes, tomatoes. If you know, you know that one.
Mm-hmm. That one was a lot of fun. My favorites were probably that I've done was the interview with the Superdog motion capture actress, Murphy Weed. That one was a lot of fun just because I saw the movie and then talked to her the next day, and that felt like the same energy from the movie. She was just as optimistic feeling as the movie was. So that was just a blast. And then my favorite that I didn't host would probably be So You Have Curly or Textured Hair. Because that is where I learned to use two different types of shampoo for my curly hair, a stripping shampoo and a hydrating one. So shout out Olivia Hackney from our education department who hosted that, and Miss Lacey who brought that information to the table.
Has it worked for you? I see those curls are popping today.
It definitely has. My hair feels bouncier, curlier, lighter, all of it. So that was a foundational change in my hair routine.
See?
So couldn't
Look
have gone
us.
Without that.
Bringing you life advice. You never know what bits of wisdom you're going to pick up from this show.
It's true.
Yeah, and with that, we hope you guys will celebrate with us and check out some of your favorite episodes or some of our favorite episodes if you haven't heard them.
They're everywhere you get your podcasts, including WFSU.org, YouTube, Spotify, Apple.
Wherever you listen to podcasts, Unbothered by WFSU, a speaking of show.
Woo! That's